those things, like getting back to playlists too. Like, I think I want to broaden my horizons for music, and you know, I think it's like good to listen to full albums. You know, I'm calling back to an interview that I saw with like Earl Sweatshirt, who's like one of my favorite rappers and somebody I like really idolize, just of, you know, his pure skill in rapping and his kind of like demeanor and swagger. I've reiterated this many times, but I think it's really, I love Earl Sweatshirt's progression of being like this like snot nose sort of rapping skater kid, you know, to becoming like the ultimate uncle. Like, he's got such unk energy, like, you know, love that about him. But he was talking about how like playlists are kind of the death of the album, and he said that, like, I don't know if it's true, but he said that for the first time in the last 3 years he had created his first playlist, which is honestly unbelievable to me. I can't imagine, like, you know, not, you know, I can't imagine not like kind of organically creating a playlist. But he says that, you know, it's important to engage with an artist and, you know, listen to the album front to back, so you kind of engage with like the, you know, the themes and the ideas of the album and whatnot. And so I've been trying to listen to like 4 full albums, and honestly I think that's for the best too, and maybe even the best for this radio program, to like kind of broaden my horizons on music. So my news resolution isn't about tackling my incessant brain rotting and screen time and TV watching, but just to pick more meaningful media, you know, instead of like scrolling my phone and stuff. And, you know, I think that could even apply to, that could even apply to the video games I choose to play. While Hearthstone is kind of like really fun, I've been really stuck in this competitive loop of playing these competitive games and really wanting to like beat somebody at something. Maybe it's time to take a step back and play more story focused games. And, you know, just like the playlist versus album argument, like engage with like the media and the storytelling and, you know, the artistic vision behind the video game. So that is my 2025 New Year's resolution. And, you know, maybe you guys have some too. And, you know, I hope that goes well for all of you guys at home. But let's get to some more music for my next track. I'm going to play a song by Astrochan. Here is Bad Man off the album Cleaner Than Clean here on CGSF 90.1 FM.
Fish, sure, he's a bad. I won't stay asleep. like it's soft and the like it's long. And all things come back, yeah, they come back strong. Forgive yourself for what you did wrong if it got you through the night. Cause wild geese are gonna fly. Wild geese are gonna fly.
This is Bird Note. Winter has set in across North America's vast sagebrush sea. For the greater sage grouse, it's time to hunker down. This iconic North American bird is perhaps best known for its elaborate mating display. Males inflate their chests, fan out their tail feathers, and vie for females' attention with a spectacular dance. But winter is a quieter show. During winter, the sage-grouse is wholly reliant on its namesake species, sagebrush, both for shelter and for food. You see, most grouse species eat small rocks and stones and store them in a muscular part of their stomach known as the gizzard. When the gizzard contracts, the roughage helps the grouse grind up its food. But sage-grouse don't have a muscular gizzard, and they don't pick up stones. So without the ability to grind up nutritious hard things, like seeds, sage-grouse depend on the soft, delicate leaves of sagebrush plants as the key food source to survive the long, cold winter. That makes these birds something scientists call sagebrush obligate. They need this plant to survive. When the veil of winter finally lifts, sagebrush will no longer be the only thing on the menu for the greater sage-grouse. In the spring, its diet shifts to insects and plants as it gets ready for the most fantastic mating show in the West, the lekking season. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.
And welcome back. That last track before that BirdNote segment was from Liv Green. The song was called Flowers off their album Deep Feeler here on CJSF 90.1 FM. It's the last 10 minutes of the show, so I'm coming down to the bottom of my program this week. But if you like what you heard, I won't be here next week at this time. Unsure where I'll end up yet. A little kind of procrastinated on figuring out my time, but you know, you'll, if you shop around the open mics eventually, some of you guys will find me. And yeah, I hope you guys tune in to my show again sometime, wherever that might be. Hope you guys have a great new year. And yeah, thank you for listening. Once again, I've been your host, Varian, and we're going to play a couple more tracks here. Similarly bird themed, going along with our just bird note PSA segment right there. I've got a song. It's a free form jazz song, and the song is called Aviary. It's very plucky, kind of sounds very bird like, by Joel Jesk, off an album called Time and Place. Here is Avery on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you.
We'll be right back.